Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Stanley Payer joins us. 50 years as an author and publisher of great Nevada books for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Stanley Paha. He is an author and publisher. For 50 years now, you've been publishing books.
That's right, 50 years in June.
And tell us your most famous books.
Nevada Ghost Towns and Mining Camps. And I wrote it during 1965 to 1970 while I was still getting my master's degree at the University of Nevada. And I didn't let my schooling interfere with the writing of this book.
And this has become the book for folks who want to travel across the state.
I believe so. It's a $50 book, and I've sold 68,800 copies.
And, you know, let's explain to people. In the publishing world, for somebody to be an independent publisher, especially in 2020, but at any time, that's an unbelievable feat.
Well, back in 1970, when the book came out, there were actually about six people like myself. University of Nevada Press, which is still publishing books. I wrote the book, and when I saw this book on the press at the publishers in Berkeley, I made in my mind, I'm not going to teach. The master's degree is gone. I got the degree, but I didn't want to pursue that. I wanted to be a publisher. And so over the last 50 years, I've published 124 books by 53 different authors.
So when somebody comes to you, you know, this is something that comes up a lot. You'd be amazed at how many phone calls I get about things like this.
Yes.
People who think that they've got a book, but in a lot of ways it's vanity rather than really having a solid book. Who are the kind of people that come to you and what do they ask you?
Well, those days ended about 2003 because I had to start slowing down sometime. But I'm still in overdrive, so to speak, and an active publisher and distributor of books. But the only publishing I do now is books that I've authored myself.
Right. But I mean, you know, for people who are out there who think they have a book in them, what does it take to actually come to a publisher, to get a publisher, get an agent to be able to publish a book?
As far as agents, of course, New York and San Francisco has those. But as far as coming to me, I've seen all kinds. Some people say, I have an idea for a book. Well, an idea, there's 100 people with an idea. And I would say, coming down and say, you've got to have at least a manuscript. Now you're down to about 10 people. Have you gathered illustrations and have you done all the other things, table of contents, index? And you're down to about two or three, so then those are the ones that are published.
So it's really, you've got to do the work before you even get to the agent and publisher stage.
Absolutely. Even when I approached the publishers in Berkeley, Howell North Books, premier publisher in their day, I had everything ready to go. They would not see me otherwise.
So what got you interested in ghost towns and mining camps?
In high school, instead of studying much, I would spend weekends going out and exploring old mines around Las Vegas where I grew up. And then, not fit to go to college, I just went into the Navy to grow up. And there I developed a love for learning. I went to night school in Southern California where I was stationed and took some classes and then got my BA at Sacramento State. Now it's a different name. And then decided to go for the master's, but when I saw this book on the press, I knew what I wanted to do the rest of my life. And I'm still at it.
So going back to my question though, what was it that intrigued you about the ghost towns and the mining camps to want to go out there? And really, you've dedicated your life to this.
Yes, that's right. Well, you come up to Southern Nevada, to Good Springs and beyond, there's plenty of mines to see. A big shelf of the Good Springs Range is mile after mile of canyon. Why was a mine at this particular canyon? What was mining there? And seeing these ruins just excited me. And so I said, I want to write a guidebook to Nevada ghost towns. But it turned out to be a full-fledged history.
One of the things that excited me when I went to Bath in England was that even though the ruins are there of the ancient baths, they have electronic dioramas that show you the ruins as they are now, and then they superimpose on top of it what the buildings look like, and then have people, images of people walking through those encampments. To me, that really brings the history alive. You can really see
That's the whole idea. It's not a recitation of facts here. Gold was discovered in 1869 at Aurora, blah, blah, blah. It's doing almost like a word picture you're painting there. And that's the essence of good writing and good reporting.
One of the things that I enjoy very much is hearing the histories of people whose family have come across to the West. And, you know, we're going back several generations, but came across the West, homesteaded, and expanded their operations here in the West from a comfortable, potentially, life back East or a more comfortable life than they were heading into. These people were incredible.
They were. The stamina, the hardships to put up with, particularly...
The weather.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the weather was everything. Is it going to be a sunny day, cloudy day, rainy day? It would affect travel. The first wave, of course, was the discovery of gold in California, 1848, the immigrant travel. And that was 1849, the big year, through 1869, when the Transcontinental Railroad was completed across the United States. And then after that, lots of homesteaders after that, the Oklahoma crowd coming in during the 1920s and other mass migrations to the West. But they came to seek a better life.
Do you think that Nevada benefited from the homesteading? Because people were able to assemble between their own lands and government lands, huge acreage. There are some ranches, and I don't think most people are aware of this, huge, vast, you know, 500,000-acre ranges that are out there that,
yes,
that are still working.
That's true, and even more so, abandoned ranches, and they're fun to explore as well, to see where the corrals were, to see the barn, the ranch house. It's just been a nice life.
Do you have concerns, as some do, that if you open up these, you know, government-owned lands to the public, that they'll be sold off for development rather than being available to everybody?
I don't know much about that, but in the early days, of course, if you wanted a mining claim, you had to work the land and put in so much value per year, and then you get what's essentially a deed. It was a dedicated piece of the mine. Or in the case of a homestead, the so-called 40 acres and a mule. And you had to work. You had to work, and then all of a sudden, you can apply for a title.
It's interesting to look at. You know, still our second largest industry in the state of Nevada is mining,
Yes.
And not only do we have these huge mines up in extreme northern Nevada, but you also have lots of mines across the state where people are still going back to what they were doing, you know, 150 years ago.
Absolutely. And there must be at least 12,000 miners in Nevada alone, plus all the personnel to people operating heavy equipment and others to do all this fabulous mining. Nevada, if it were a country, would be the fifth largest producer of gold in the whole world.
What do you think about lithium? And you know, you've got a lithium mine that they're attempting to open near Tonopah. You've got another one up in Humboldt County. Lithium could be another gold rush.
It could be. The lithium mine near Tonopah is at Silver Peak. And there's been a variety of minerals out of Silver Peak. It's right in the middle of Esmeralda County.
We had the head of the Australian company, Ioneer, on the program a couple of weeks ago, and they're looking at raising up funding for that.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously lithium is going to be a much needed mineral. We're also looking at, you know, copper, a resurgence of that at Pumpkin Hollow.
Yes.
So your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, Pumpkin Hollow will be a great asset to Lyon County, east of Yerington. That was sort of a political trade-off. Harry Reid wanted more wilderness in southern Lyon County, and okay, we can have the mine. But I wish that the mine would have been started on its own merits.
But it's going to do incredible things for Lyon County.
Yes, it is.
And the Yerington area. You know, for many years, you know, people would say, well, you know, there's one stoplight in Yerington.
No, Yerington is a bustling town now.
If you were going to give somebody, you know, because so many people in our major cities have not traveled around the state. They've been to Reno, they've been to Las Vegas, but they really have not been across the state. What would be the three places that you would recommend that they go to?
I would say to go to Tonopah, Central Nevada. From there, you can get supplies and whatever, and go out to ghost towns near there. Belmont is an outstanding example. But Sam, when I lived in Las Vegas, I met people that thought that Indian Springs was northern Nevada.
Right.
I mean, it's just so localized. People at State Line, lots of transients there. Reno, much more settled, but of course, as we can see now, we're a very diversified economy here in Reno.
But it's taken a long time to get here.
It has, definitely.
You know, it's interesting with all the conversation around Las Vegas now about diversification, which always comes up whenever we have any kind of economic crisis, and rightly so. But they look at Northern Nevada and go, well, look what happened in Northern Nevada. We got Tesla and boom.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really true. They started that business park in 1998.
Or the Apex.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
Oh, sure.
And that was when Roger Norman bought the property. I mean, it took a long time before they got to the point where, you know, Tesla came in.
Yes.
There was a lot of infrastructure that had to be put in.
Yeah, and Lance Gilman worked very, very hard for almost 20 years to do that.
Right, and he and Roger did not think that the project would be completed in their lifetimes,
yeah.
And apparently they were lying about that because they're still alive.
And now they're talking about another park east of Fernley,
right.
off
right.
the interstate, and there's railroad connections there. Everything's ready for it.
Yes, well, we've just got to get some congressional action.
Absolutely.
Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Stanley Paha after this timeout.
Safety, we all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in. When you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you? Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmaker, we continue our conversation with Stanley Paya. He's the author and publisher, and his legendary book is Nevada Ghost Towns and Mining Camps.
Yeah. You know, Sam, we've been friends for a long time. I was on your morning show on Channel 8 way back around the year 1998-1999, and you had a beautiful head of brown hair. I had brown hair as well.
Yeah.
We're all aging, but we're all looking good, and we're thankful we're still on this side of the green turf.
Well, that's absolutely true, and yes, we have definitely aged since then. But it's been a wonderful career for both of us, so
yes.
You know, no complaints there. With 50 years of publishing, what's next? Because you're not the retiring kind.
That's true. I'm 80 years old, and
You don't look it.
Well, thank you. I run 4 or 5 days a week, good diet, haven't had a dessert in years, in fact, decades. So I just want to keep, I've got things to do. I think a person, when he has purpose and has projects to do, he will keep on living longer. It's the person that gets old rocking chair and starts counting the flowers on the wall, there's the ones that die off quickly.
And I would have to agree with you. So what do you, you were saying earlier that any books you're going to publish now are going to be your own books. What are you working on?
Well, there's, besides these 16 Nevada books, and there's 3 on Arizona, 3 on Death Valley, and 1 on the Mother Lode of California, I'm very fond of religious history, and I've written for religious journals, about 7 or 8 of them, articles about the area of the Eastern Roman Empire from 300 BC to 300 AD, during the time of the apostles. And I've written some essays on things like what was a synagogue back in those days. And we talked about word pictures in the last segment. I like to see, in the Gospel of Luke, you have a straightforward narrative. But as Jesus would enter the synagogue at the door, there would be these ram's heads and other implements of Judaism. He walks in, he sees the person in charge of all the scrolls, and he's to be the speaker that day in Nazareth, which was his hometown, by the way. And when he got up to speak, it was handed to him, and he'd read that scripture and then give it back to the person that he got it from. And then he'd sit down to elucidate or to comment on that scripture to a group of people sitting on benches almost in a semicircle. Now that history comes alive. And that's what I tried to do with Nevada history and with this biblical history as well.
You know, it was interesting. A few years ago, it's about 10 years ago now, I visited Israel for the first time, and
yeah.
Israel and Egypt. And the thing that struck me, because I'm not a particularly religious person, I'm not a religious person at all, really, where one tends to think, if one has not been to that part of the world,
yeah.
In terms of, well, these are old stories from way back when, and maybe
yeah.
they were made up, and you know, who knows the timing. When you go to Israel, you can tell the dates. I mean, they will tell you chapter and verse exactly when things happened, who was in charge.
Yes.
It really brings the Bible and religion to life in a way that was stunning to me.
And that's what we want. That's good writing. But so many people, especially, I want to pick on professors a little bit, write these pieces for scholarly journals, just one fact after another. And there's maybe 24 people interested in that, but a lot of people want to see history come alive and relate to it. And then they go away with a better understanding and a better memory of what you're talking about than just a straight presentation of history and statements.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Let's take another break. We'll come back and we want to talk about one of your other loves, which is politics. And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with noted author and publisher Stanley Payer. So, you know, as I mentioned before the break here, one of your things that you have great expertise in is politics. And, you know, we've got the census, even though it's gotten a little crazy with the census this year. We will have a census, and then reapportionment comes along with that. First of all, when do you think reapportionment is going to actually occur? Because of the timing of COVID, it seems like that may get delayed.
We need an accurate census, and then there is the federal government will decide what states will lose, what states will gain. There's even one law firm in Washington, D.C. that does nothing but study redistricting and reapportionment. But since 1960, I've noticed that it's been a steady loss of that swath of states from Wisconsin eastward all the way to New England. They lose about 5 or 6 or 7 even seats a year in favor of California and the southern states. And then some other states have lost maybe one seat. But Nevada will not get another seat in 2020.
Because?
We just barely qualified in the year 2000 to get the fourth seat. And though we've grown like 330,000 people, it takes 750,000 or 800,000 to get another seat. Now in 2030, we will get another one.
I was going to say, because the Las Vegas Valley, which is around 2 million people right now,
yes,
is expected to get to 3 million people, you know, in the next decade or so.
Yeah, that may be a little optimistic, but there's just lots of projects going on. There's industry going everywhere.
Well, so you say optimistic, but I mean, I look at what's going on with COVID in California and the business climate, yeah, in California and regulation in California. And I'm being told by development people here in Northern Nevada that, and I'm sure the same thing is happening in Southern Nevada, the businesses are knocking on the door saying, we want to come.
Yes, that's right. It's just amazing how many people are fleeing California. Former business people in California coming in here more than 500,000 in the last 10, 12 years alone.
And the housing prices that you would have expected to have dropped because of, the apparent recession because of COVID is not affecting the Northern Nevada market at all. No, I mean, the prices are actually going up.
Yes, they are. A friend of mine sold his house for $702,000 in Cameron Park, moved to Yerington. We just mentioned that. Bought 25-acre ranch, 5 outbuildings plus a ranch house, and he became a gentleman farmer of alfalfa, and he only paid $450,000 and banked the rest.
Right, right. And that's been something that's been going on in Nevada for a long time.
Long time.
Just briefly, CD3, CD4, do you see changes in party and the representation of that after the next election? We've only got about 20 seconds.
I haven't watched that quite closely, but with Democrat incumbents, they should be favored. Republicans are just not as well organized as when Harry Reid organized Nevada, especially after the 2014 election. He woke up and he did a great job for the Democratic Party.
And considering that he almost lost that race by a few hundred votes to John Ensign, that was a wake-up call.
That was a great election. I worked as a full-time volunteer, and we were up till 2 or 3 in the morning before that was decided.
Yeah, an incredible race. Yeah. Stanley, congratulations. 50 years in publishing, 50 years in anything is an incredible thing.
Thank you. Your
book is legendary, Nevada Ghost Towns and Mining Camps. I have my own copies. Thank you for being here, man.
Yeah. I put together a companion atlas, and it's up to about 48,000 as well.
You're just going to keep going, my friend. You're just going to keep going. That's what we got to leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah. A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.